You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. The number of trainees sickened in a flu outbreak at San Antonio's Lackland Air Force Base has climbed to at least 222. San Antonio Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro says two recruits have been hospitalized. One trainee died last week following a medical emergency. It's not yet clear whether the death was flu-related. Castro has called a decision by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to end the military's flu vaccine requirement as, quote, reckless. Castro is requesting a full investigation into the flu outbreak and the trainee's death. Border wall construction is scheduled to begin soon in the Santa Ana National Wildlife Refuge in the Rio Grande Valley. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
A three-mile stretch of the border wall project, known as Rio Grande Valley Project 4, stretches through the refuge. Activists are sounding the alarm about the construction project, calling it potentially catastrophic for wildlife in the area. A message posted on the refuge's Facebook page warned of closures and detours for the rest of the summer due to the construction. During Donald Trump's first term, activists were able to convince Congress to exempt the refuge and other sensitive areas from wall construction. But with the passage of Trump's Big Beautiful Bill last year, many border wall projects are starting back up along the Texas-Mexico border. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The State Board of Education is scheduled to take up this week the controversial rewrite of school history and social studies curriculums. The conservative board's expected to insert more Christian Bible stories across different subjects. Rocio Ferrio Perez with the Progressive Texas Freedom Network said the board is rushing a politically driven curriculum that hurts students.
It really fails kids in the classroom. Right now, they're really putting ideology over education and politics over children.
The State Board of Education meets all this week. Any approved curriculum changes will take effect starting in 2030. Nearly 3,000 Bexar County residents participated in a survey by the UTSA Center for Public Opinion Research on what the county's spending priorities should be. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports the findings will be presented to county commissioners this week.
The survey found commissioners should make road and bridge maintenance the top priority, followed by parks, creeks and trails, and county facilities in that order. And if the county should face a funding gap between revenue and expenses, nearly 47% of those surveyed said commissioners should cut spending to balance the budget. 41% said they should cut spending and raise taxes. Bexar County has about $2.4 billion in total debt, which equals to about $1,600 per resident, which is the highest total debt per capita among counties in Texas. When asked how the county should tackle that debt, 64% said reduce spending on services and use the savings to pay down debt faster. County budget discussions ramp up later this summer. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones says she supports the cancellation of a July 4th Alamo Dome concert by a controversial rapper. Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, has been a controversial figure in the past for his history of anti-Semitic comments. Jones posted on social media saying she was against the idea of a city-funded stadium hosting the event, especially on the nation's 250th birthday. More than 50,000 people are expected to attend the Independence Day concert in San Antonio. Ye was recently banned from the United Kingdom in the wake of his anti-Semitic rhetoric. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.